We have a day of meditation coming up on Saturday, a friendly reminder. And when I was meditating with friends over the weekend, friends from Milwaukee and the area, they wanted to do a world service meditation, which of course we used to do every Sunday for a number of years. And it was delightful to do that. So that will be the theme for Saturday's day of meditation for the world and for humanity, to be with our Mother Earth in a variety of meditative ways. Hope you can join us. And of course, there won't be an early morning Saturday meditation because of the day of meditation. We come back to our friend the turtle. To just be a turtle. Anytime that we've used this image or had his or her support in our meditations, have you wondered simply, gee, what is it like to be a turtle? And sometimes when you watch a bird or you watch a tree or are walking on grass, do you ever wonder, what is it like to be that being? Do you let your imagination roam and your senses wonder what it's like to be that being with the senses we have? Birds see different than we do. You know, they see ultravioletly, a lot of birds do. And of course, I think the vast majority of insects, I think out of all of them, almost all of them see ultravioletly. So they see flowers and plants differently than we do. And of course, you have beings in water that live in water for the most part, fish, amphibians, reptiles, etc., even whatever mammals are there, and there are lots of mammals. They also, their sight, it's not just that they have different eyelids than we do. They see a little differently. Think of dolphins with echolocation and other animals, because dolphins aren't the only ones with echolocation. And, you know, you can think of bats, but there's lots of beings in the water that have echolocation. So to just ponder for a minute, I'm really used to my five senses. And of course, I think everyone that's here has all five working. You know, we could be blind, or we could be going deaf or have partial deafness. You know, our sense of, maybe if you had COVID, your sense of taste, your sense of smell went away, still isn't back fully. There's all kinds of things that affect our senses. But to, in addition to whatever we experience through our senses, to really wonder, what is it like? You know, dogs don't see color. They see a range of grays and whites and black. That's why dogs' coloring is what it is. Whereas birds see color. That's why birds have the coloring that they do. They see color. Cats see color. That's why there's differences in the colors of cats versus the colors of dogs. Interesting, isn't it? even just on a real basic level, the wide range of senses. And yet, no matter what creature you are, including ones that don't move, like stones, the stone people and the tree people, that don't get up and walk, because of course, trees do move. They dance all through the day. Everyone, every being has senses. And then there's spirits and elementals and devas and gods and goddesses and whatever, right? They all have senses. A hungry ghost feels hungry. And that, not that that's laughable. I didn't mean to laugh at that. I wasn't laughing at the hunger of the hungry ghost. But the point is, wow, what really are these things we call senses? And of course, and this will be our theme this week and next week, at least, the senses are apparatus of awareness. If we weren't by nature pure and total consciousness, absolute awareness being, that has created a mind or emanated an aspect of awareness so that we can be aware and know that we are aware. This me, this we, whatever that is, that's for another couple of weeks. But that's why the senses exist. That's the source. And so that applies to you, the tree, the turtle, the bird, the rock, the bat, the dolphin, the spider, the mosquito. We smile and take a long, so deep breath. And as we smile, there's all kinds of sensations going on there. All five of our senses are operative. And we could say, well, no, if I smile, it's my cheeks and my lips and my, you know, my face. Yes, but don't you feel light when you smile? Or you feel bright when you smile? It's like when Morpheus says to Neo, you think that's air you're breathing? So the point is awareness. Becoming aware. That if we really examine emotions, thoughts, sensations, perceptions, etc., the sense of self, etc., we will discover that all of it is simply awareness demonstrating, expressing, displaying something, displaying itself, really. Undulating, being content, because awareness always is, even and smooth, bright, clear, lucid. And I challenge you all this week to notice the usually not noticed. That everything about your embodiment There is no exception. I challenge you to find an exception. Everything is declaring that you by nature are nothing but awareness being. You are pure and total consciousness, becoming aware of yourself, of that quality, of that essence. And you use everything to do that. So again, we smile. As we take a long, slow, deep breath and we settle, notice. Notice that awareness doesn't need to settle. It's the body, the nervous system, the mind. Awareness already is. And so what really is a settling? That's a good question, isn't it? We are using duality to settle duality. That's what we're doing. We're telling ourselves to settle. That's completely dualistic. And that's all right. But that's what's going on. And that's all right. So just sit for a few minutes. Sit with you. Sit with your senses, sit with the settling, sit with becoming aware of awareness. And just simply be soft and open, present, vibrant. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We are pure in total consciousness, pure awareness, which means we are pure compassion, all its wisdom, all its creativity, all its peace and joy and laughter. Love you all. I hope you find the challenge interesting. And we'll see you in a couple of days. Love you.